This is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. But this right here is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. This is you. This is your sister, your wife, your daughter. But this is you. And this is their reaction when you are killed. This is the joy they feel when your sister is raped, when your children are castrated, brainwashed to hate you. This is their ecstasy when the floor of the subway car is awash in your blood. This is you. Make no mistake, that is a symbol that is you. But this won't last long. They can't help themselves because they're so ugly and so low that the only joy they can experience, the only good that they can envision, is to take something beautiful or innocent down to their level. And when they can't do it, the next best thing is blood. This is Charlie's family, and these are his children who will never be able to hug their dad and grow up with a murdered father. And these are the people who smugly revel in this, and they won't stop with just Charlie. The boats are burned. There's nobody coming to help. The barbarians are at the gate. This is the fall of ancient Rome that we are living through currently. And what happens in the next 2 weeks is going to determine the future of mankind. That's not hyperbole. That's just how it is. A few notes before we start. I've seen some Twitter posts from people lamenting, apologizing, because their last interactions with Charlie were less than kind. And congratulations if that's you, because that's proof that you have a soul. And similarly, I think we had to cut 30 minutes from the last episode of Sam Hyde Show because I called him something not nice. Some people offering their condolences, paying their respects, etc., started off with a qualifier. Well, I didn't agree with Charlie on everything. Da-da-da-da-da, you know? Essentially, that he wasn't based enough. And this is fine, too. We all have some strain of autism that is compels us to constantly signal how based we are. And that's fine. And it's fine because we're stuck with this problem together. We're in this together. This is banter. It's for us to talk about. It's for our side to talk about. It's not for outsiders to try to use logic against us, to try to hold us to rules that they don't hold themselves to. That's all that needs to be said about it. The fact is, Charlie Kirk is a martyr. He is a Christian white martyr. If you are Christian, if you are white, if you're a shit lib who miraculously somehow still believes in free speech, Charlie Kirk died for you. And he probably would have done it, anyway. I talked to Alex Stein a lot about him. He probably still would have done it if he knew he was going to die doing it. And we are all united now in a battle for the soul of mankind. And by the way, this is why we have free speech in the first place. It's not because of some 1960s hippie commie staged faggotry that we have free speech. It's not because Mr. Jew in a bow tie went on a bus and marched on Washington. The reason we have free speech is because at pivotal stages throughout human history, Christian white men mostly have decided that, yes, actually, it would be worth dying to prove a point. That's how it happened. That's how we got this. The free speech that you enjoy to the extent that you're able to have free speech is because of that, is because of men like this. Irony posters, anybody who's irony posting right now, I haven't seen too much of it, but for the sake of your own souls, you might not want to do that. And I say that as somebody who didn't always take everything as seriously as I should, and there's, you know, you don't have to take everything seriously, but there's a wrong time to do stuff, and it might have spiritual ramifications. I'm worried for you. That's all why I'm saying it. And lastly, important thing before rocking out here, I think that we are all so smart and internet savvy that we could, it's not possible for someone like me or like you or like little Timmy Thomas on his computer. He's got 10 Discord channels. He's a computer wizard.
Timmy Thomas is prolific on Discord.
It would be impossible for someone as smart as us to fall for any kind of psyop or emotional manipulation at a time like this. But on the off chance that someone, this is a very small chance, on the off chance that somebody somewhere with an agenda, there's almost no chance this is happening. No. On the off chance that somebody somewhere with an agenda might be looking to capitalize on this event, spin it for nefarious purposes, very small chance this is happening. I can't see this happening. Even though we're so smart, it might behoove us to choose our words. Would you say carefully?
Cautiously, carefully, intentionally.
A degree of precision.
Discriminately,
including your own internal dialogue. No matter what the result of the speculation is, the end result is the same, and that's that you, white man, are under attack. And that's that. Let's take a look at who our enemies are here. I tweeted at the quartering, because he said, I love the quartering, he's my guy. He said, don't look at the video. You got to look at these videos. You have to know what these people are trying to do to you. You have to know, you don't even have a family. That's the thing. You don't have a family because they've set up this clown world where it's, you're convinced not to start a family. It's economically impossible to start a family. But if you had a family, you don't even know what's been taken from you. Is what's so fucked up. You have to watch these. You have to know that there is evil out there in the world. This isn't like being being 15 and watching Best Gore or something. You have to know that there is evil out there in the world. There's this idea of the seen versus the unseen. And I gotta say, thank God, Irina Zarutska was hot.
No, it does. It calls more attention to it.
No shit.
Mm-hmm.
For every one of these people being killed who could be a relative of yours, it could be someone you cared about, it could be you, for every one of these people, there are thousands. Just alone in the UK, the girls being raped. Mm-hmm. Isn't it like over 100,000? How many is it? We don't see it because there's no video of it, and the media is not publicizing it.
And the details of each and every one of those are like science fiction level. I can't comprehend how bad, like, yeah.
And then the police in the UK arresting the victims. That's a common pattern I've noticed too.
Fucking faggots, man.
Like folded into that one video of her getting stabbed is like, you know, hundreds of thousands of people are.
It makes the magnitude of the problem obvious even to boomers and retards on Facebook,
right?
Which is why that video is important. It's why you have to memorize it. You can't let this stuff fade away. And you have to watch these too. You have to internalize this. You have to realize that this is real. These are the people going to a vigil and shouting, fuck Charlie Kirk. But if anything like this pops off and people get in legal trouble, I will put money towards this if someone out there is capable of organizing that in a non-scammy way. Hit play on this. Notice, unlike a black attack, they're not killing this guy.
Right.
You cannot hide from this content. It's important not to be obnoxious, but everybody needs to know about this stuff. Click view on the post that's muted. America, we must come together around in condemning the cruel and violent assassination of Charlie Kirk and become one nation that relies on the love. If you read the word love, have your defenses up. Be ready. The love and support of all of its citizens. Scroll up. I dream of an America with no Charlie Kirk. Don't believe any of these people when they say they want peace. They don't want peace. They just want to not lose. I don't think anybody, including myself, in America, really, with the exception of people who've been victims of violent crimes or perpetrated them, understand how bad civil war would be. But do not believe these people when they say they want peace. That's not what they want. They want to go back to flying under the radar and having the ability to fuck with you at liberty with no consequences. That's what they want. You need to remember that. Here's Gavin Newsom, this guy. The attack on Charlie Kirk is disgusting, vile, and reprehensible. In the United States of America, we must reject political violence in every form. Play the clip.
I'm sorry. I know some people's sensibilities. I respect and appreciate that. But right now, with all due respect, we're walking down a damn different path. We're fighting fire with fire. And we're going to punch these sons of bitches in the mouth.
Next clip.
Left-wingers, liberals, you need to be fucking showing your opponent's guts on there, okay? You need to be gutting them. You need to be shanking these motherfuckers and letting their fucking... letting their intestines just ride on stage. What the fuck is this shit, man? Slice them up. Slice them and fucking dice them. What the fuck is this?
874 Bellevue Drive, and I'm gonna kill you with my AR-15. Like, that's the type of messages they were leaving in this dude's all this dude's office, and he's resigning. Like, he's literally, this is his last term. So I think that people are a lot more radical.
It's hurt poor people that they can afford housing in Berkeley. I don't know how that works.
My understanding is that the property owners who have properties there choose just not to rent it at all.
Yeah, kill them. Kill those motherfuckers and murder those motherfuckers in the street. Let the streets soak in their fucking red capitalist bloods, dude.
This honestly makes me nervous for Hassan. I don't even like how much trouble he's getting himself into. Like, it makes me, I hate this guy. Mm. It makes me nervous for him listening to him say this shit. This is opening a door that I don't think he understands and is not ready for.
It was so much worse than I thought it was going to be.
There's no other emotion that makes me nervous for him.
It felt like when Augustus Gloop fell in the chocolate river.
Yeah.
Like, he doesn't know that that's so bad.
Yeah.
He's going to be stuck in a tube, and that's not a threat. I don't condone people being stuck in tubes.
We don't want to see people turn into blueberries. We don't want to see any fizzy lifting drinks. We especially don't want to see anybody shrunk down into a television.
Put in a TV.
That was the weirdest one. That was the yellow submarine of the movie.
Yeah.
That was a weird transformation.
All right, let's hear him talk about killing his fellow podcaster's wife or whatever this is.
Good Lord. Every type of armed resistance against both the settlers and also the Israeli occupying force in the West Bank. Doesn't matter if it's your favorite podcaster's like wife that participate in these raids. The violence that the Palestinians engage in an act of resistance against this illegal occupying force is literally legal, definitionally legal. Okay? It's just the truth.
Is it crazy to pray for Hassan?
No, absolutely not.
He looks so in over his head. This seems so dangerous.
I've never seen anybody say things that's blatantly violent.
This kid had a good point, too. The thing about cultivating a radical fan base is that you have to get progressively more and more extreme to satiate them and keep their attention. Hassan is now calling for the assassination of someone because they're Israeli. This was always the natural outcome of his politics. Yeah, he's like stuck. Like, how is he going to get out of this? Or what's the end wokeness tweet? And then the Speaker Johnson tweet.
This whole goddamn thing is that he is not martyr material, so his death will mean nothing. It will activate no one. It will impact few. It's just great.
I don't think I've publicly expressed pathos for my... is that the word? Where you look up pathos? Pity or sorrow? I've never relished the misfortune of iDubbbz, just so you guys know.
It's hard to see people lose.
Without hyperbole, I think this is like the... This is the Rubicon moment here. And whatever happens in the next 2 weeks is going to determine the future, not just of this country, but of humanity. It's going to determine where we're positioned economically, defensively, culturally, et cetera, against China. Not that everything's a competition with China, but this idea of America being the best place. And it's not so much that it's important that the idea of America being the best place is true or something. It's what's important is that there's a land where there's a reasonable degree of peace and freedom and the ability to innovate and pursue your dreams and be an individual and be a people. For the Chinese, that's China, and they have their own problems, I'm sure, that I don't understand or care about. When it comes to white people, though, it seems like Europe is largely a museum on its way down the toilet. An elegant, beautiful museum full of plenty of people who are beautiful, good people who deserve to live, but it's not looking good for them, and that's not a fight that we really have a hand in, immediate agency in. This is our country. And it's all we know. We're not going anywhere. Would be a tragedy on many levels, on a human suffering level, on a human achievement level, on every conceivable level, for everything that our ancestors fought for to become Brazil or something like it or something worse. There's not going to be another moment like this, I don't think. In terms of intensity, sure, maybe. But in terms of possibilities, I don't think there will be another moment like this. I think this is the turning point for our country. It's critically important that we have the right attitude of optimism, compassion when it's warranted, reserve when it's warranted, resolve all the time. And that brings me to my next point. The Constitution has failed. I don't care about some fucking piece of paper. I don't. I went to high school. I learned about the Constitution. I know about the Holocaust and slavery. I saw it in a movie. I know about the Constitution. I saw that in the movies too. But in real life, it would appear that the Constitution is a fucking toilet rag that only gets thrown in our faces when it can be used against us, when it can be used to fuck with us, to make us poor, to displace us in our neighborhoods, to help us lose our jobs, to make it so that the jobs don't exist. That's when the Constitution is defended the most effectively, is when it can be used to make you ineffective. It's an artifact from a completely different planet. It's from a white country that was run by white Christian men. Does South Africa have a constitution?
I think so.
That's a ChatGPT deep research question. Does South Africa have a constitution? More importantly, has it helped them?
It is interesting how, like Christianity, it's used as a cudgel against its believers by people who actively don't follow it.
Yep.
And don't believe in it.
If you have opponents who are playing by the rules, and you don't have any mandate to play by the rules, why wouldn't you use their rules against them? South Africa has a constitution. Can you ask Grok for Heavy if they can go wave the South African constitution down there and prevent farmers from being murdered? If roving blacks come to your farm with phone jamming equipment and a plan to kill your family, would a copy of the South African Constitution come in handy? Click Think Harder, please. Down at the bottom, Think Harder. If roving feral blacks, who the government is encouraging to murder you, come to your farm to kill your children, Grok 4 Heavy's working pretty hard on this one. We have about 70,000 GPUs running right now, burning enough electricity to power Las Vegas. The phrasing suggests attackers use phone jamming, not the defender. Oh, this is amazing. This thing's basically thinking like a human.
It said no before, but it was not thinking back then.
It wasn't. Okay, this is the hard mode. It's likely asking if waving the Constitution can prevent attacks where jammers are used. Let's search for 2025 statistics on farm attacks in South Africa. This is passing the Turing test. The definition of intelligence and sentience is whether a computer can pass an arbitrary test made by some fag in the 50s. And when he wrote the test, he went like this. Great Scott!
Eureka was uttered.
Eureka! No waving around the South African Constitution or any legal document, that's kind of damning, won't do much to deter or prevent a violent attack on your farm. And here's the important part. Mm-hmm. It's a powerful symbol of rights and equality, but it doesn't come with a built-in force field. That said, let's break down your question factually based on South African law, crime realities, self-defense rights. You could hold it up and claim your self-defense rights.
How heavy is it?
A 2025 case analysis notes that if the threat is unlawful and imminent, self-defense can be a valid legal defense even with an unlicensed firearm. Wow. That Constitution sounds pretty powerful. That actually sounds more powerful than our Constitution, because if you defend yourself in our country, you're fucked. Mm-hmm. But no longer, hopefully. We'll see. We'll see what happens in the next 2 weeks. Trump survived a bullet. He survived multiple bullets from an assassin. And the assassin was a freak from some sort of Blackwater incubation tank where they manufacture freaks. I don't even want to say that because the kid, it's probably some kid that had his brain, probably was tortured with electrodes. Who knows?
Right.
Who knows what fucking happened? What chemicals were inserted into Trump's would-be assassin? But Trump, by the grace, he turned his head. Do you remember this?
Oh, yeah.
He turned his head like 10 degrees and avoided the lethal shot. He avoided the lethality. Sure. Of it. It got his ear. He avoided the lethality of the shot, much to the dismay to these fucking freaks on TikTok who think it would be a good thing somehow if the president were killed. In my opinion, that is a mandate from heaven. If you ever survive an assassin's bullet in that scenario, I would imagine that means something like you have been ordained by God to do God's work on the planet. You've been spared, and you've been spared in such a dramatic and improbable and miraculous fashion that you have a mandate from heaven to do God's work on earth. Now, is he talking about getting into heaven?
He has been talking about getting into heaven lately, apparently.
He has a mandate from heaven. And now what he has with this confluence of events is a sort of open runway to enact whatever policies he could imagine in his wildest dreams. He has a blank check to do whatever he wants, in my opinion.
And a limited time to do it.
And a very limited time to do it. I don't think that's an overstatement. I don't think that's I don't think that's crazy to say. Is that crazy to say?
No.
Valentine?
I suppose it would be a means in which it would make Charlie Kirk... It would make him not have died in vain. Hmm.
That's also true.
Yeah. There's a lot of things at play that make what that chick said completely false. Like, she said that he's not martyr material, which is what I think she means is he's not a target that one would expect. I think the truth behind that is he's not a guy that even remotely had it coming, not that anybody does, yeah. but he's not even on the radar of guys that deserve that. And what he represents is, because he's such a non-martyr material, he represents that it could happen to everybody. And I see a lot of people saying, that's my uncle's politics, that's my grandfather's mm-hmm. politics. And they are now realizing that, oh, they want my loved one's dead.
Yeah.
For holding some of the most benign political stances.
This is a historical moment, and there's the charge is there, the critical mass is there to do historical shit in a way that it hasn't been since 2015. There hasn't been a moment like this, arguably, at any point in Trump's presidency or in Biden's presidency. And I think this is going to define him. It's time for Trump and the people in his administration to get off their asses and do something. He's been able to enact policies like Project 2025 when it comes to punishing pro-Palestinian demonstrators. But so far, that's all he's been able to get with this. So here's what I would do if I had a mandate from heaven and I had the opportunity to fulfill that mandate. And I don't, so this is just speculation, but this is what I would do. First of all, any city where the body count on a given weekend is the same or worse than the body count in, what is one of these shithole, Mosul,
yep.
Gogul. If it's a U.S. city where the body count is more than the DE Dust 2 Counter-Strike map in a deathmatch game, there needs to be military presence there. That's not a crazy thing to say. That's not, it's a national emergency when you have cities where there's 64-player map death matches happening every weekend. The people that perpetrate this violence in any American city, it's not hundreds of thousands of people. If you took the 80 most violent criminals and put them away for life, you would end American crime 95% of it overnight. If you took the most violent people and lock them up and throw away the key, the 14-time felony offenders, there aren't that many of them. There are not a million of them. In an average city, there's not even 100 of them. It's a very simple matter. You take these people, lock them up, the worst ones. The abolition of the death penalty is effectively, where's that? There, I'm so phone-brained. There was a tweet about it talking about how Plato, the excess of liberty, whether in states or individuals, seems only to pass into excess of slavery. Aristotle, he who bids the law rule may be deemed to bid God and reason alone rule, but he who bids man rule adds an element of the beast, for passion perverts the minds of rulers even when they are the best of men. Thomas Hobbes, during the time men live without a common power to keep them all in awe, they are in that condition which is called war, and such a war as is of every man against every man. Cesare Beccaria. I don't remember what games he made music for, but crimes are more effectually prevented by the certainty than the severity of punishment. Nietzsche, a great danger for mankind begins with the criminal indulgence of decadence, with the sympathy for the ill-constituted and weak. I don't know who that last one is. Probably some pedophile, so we'll skip that one. Point being, if Trump doesn't care enough about us to keep us safe in our cities, then fuck him. Arrest James Comey. Can you pull up the Constantino tweet? So this is James Comey on Instagram here, posting 8647. Can you even believe this? That this guy is walking around, that's a death threat.
Yeah.
He needs to be in fucking jail.
What's 8647? I have no idea what that
86
is.
86 means kill. 47 is the 47th president.
Oh, interesting.
Just because you're speaking in code doesn't mean it's not a death threat. Mm. It makes Trump look like a fucking clown that Comey hasn't been arrested for that. That's ridiculous. Now's the time. Lock his ass up. Mass deportations, energy deregulation, firing civil servants. The Democrat Party, wrap it up. Whatever pretext you have to, I'm not a lawyer, okay? I used to be. Whatever the pretext is, RICO, case, whatever, the people who have called for violence, they should have a day in court. That has to happen. All leftists who have called for violence or hinted at it have to be arrested. Tim Walz, any celebrity who said, wouldn't it be funny if President Trump were assassinated? Pretending like that's not a dangerous threat and not taking action on it makes him look like a fucking clown. This presidency's a joke. Whoever around him is telling him not to do these things, you have to get rid of him. The women, the Indians, anybody in the administration who's weak sauce on punishing crime, they have to be eviscerated. You got to get them out of there. Just kick them out, man. Programs like Ukraine aid, green energy, shut all that shit down. Any NGO or whatever, however these people organize their graft, 501c, I don't know how it works. These organizations, any money that's flowing into them, you got to cut that off immediately. Are all the J6ers out of jail, or are any of them still in jail?
That's a good question. There should be just very few, if any, but they too.
And they should get post, like after the fact pardons, like whatever the legal thing, like you did nothing wrong. They should get fucking medals. Mm-hmm. The J6ers should get medals, even the crazy ones. Even if one was there, got in a drunk driving accident after. Even the J6ers who are total crackpot, XRP, QAnon freak shows who got in drunk driving accidents and beat their wives after they got released from prison, they should get the fucking Medal of Honor. The guy that killed Bin Laden, whatever medal he got, he got a shiny one, chrome, rainbow chrome anodized. I don't know what these faggot soldier medals are. I don't know anything about soldier lingo, so you can't be slinging that around me. I don't understand. But I know that if you're one of these fruitcake soldiers, you get a big shiny one that's got rainbow anodized, and it's like the S that everybody drew in high school. That's the highest one. Whatever that is, invent a new medal, okay? Invent a new one. Give it to all the J6ers and Derek Chauvin. Do that immediately. And Derek Chauvin has to be let out of jail.
Yep.
Derek Chauvin should be the head of NPR.
Yeah. Chauvin PR, they'll call it. It's not catchy. There's no ring to it, but it should be so.
A show of power in whatever force. Border security, it doesn't matter. Get troops doing something other than arresting pro-Palestinian protesters. Dummy. The Israel is our hero thing is over. That's the thing that gets these fucking bonehead conservatives caught up every single time is if I can't beat them, join them. That's done for. It's over. It's not going to happen. You're not going to join them. They're never going to let you into the club. Charlie Kirk was in that club. He started to question the club. Now he's out of the club. There's no club. You're not in the club. They're going to kill you. They want to kill you. They want to kill your kids. Stop thinking that Israel's going to save you in whatever way, shape, or form, that making a pact with the devil is going to come out good for you. It's not. You're going to get fucked. Voter suppression laws. I'm sorry to tell you this. You can only vote if you have a penis.
Did you ever hear my friend Nick Oak's solution, which is anybody who, you can have universal basic income, like $4,000 a month, but you cannot vote.
Yeah.
And so that would get rid of a lot of bad votes.
That's a good idea. And prosecute the people who stole the 2020 election, which is treasonous. That's the ultimate offense. If you're going by the playbook, if you're going by the Constitution, the Constitution is a document, an amazing document. It was our founders were whatever. If that's what you really believe in, then the stealing of the 2020 election, is there a crime that's higher than that?
It's like war.
It's like war.
It's like that's a war.
Because the ramifications, the secondary and tertiary, all the stuff that flows out of that is worse than any other crime. Mm-hmm. What's that, the tweet from Pete Hegseth? Well done, good and faithful. This type of talk is meaningless unless you fucking do something about it. You can give Charlie Kirk the medal of, you can give him the higher, even a higher medal. You can give him the XRP medal. It doesn't matter. It's meaningless. If his death means nothing, if nothing comes from this, if you don't do anything, if you let this presidency and this moment fizzle, then it's all for naught. They should black bag Kash Patel and put him on a CC. I don't know. I'm not a military guy, but a C-706 Globemaster.
Yeah.
Put him in there. Isolate him like he's a serial killer, like he's on a rack and he's got the mask on. Put him on a 24-hour flight to India and drop his ass off. What can we do? First of all, you need a gun. And you need to not be looking for fights. You need to not be saying stuff like Fafo, Karen, fucking karma's a bitch, and then shooting some shop owner who did nothing. You need to be protecting yourself and your family. You have to arm yourself. You have to arm yourself. That being said, you gotta be, I mean, be careful. This is a time where anything could happen. It's not a time to be going out looking for beef. And secondly, I think it's time to become annoying faggots. You see all the people getting fired?
Oh yeah. Mm. Loving it.
All the shit that liberals did to us, that's annoying faggotry. I think it works. I think we just have to do that. Get these people fired. Start cataloging this. We need a tech-minded person building a database, because Palantir apparently is vaporware. They don't really know anything about what's going on. There needs to be somebody who has crypto money and is not crazy and who would be responsible with the data and who has a legal team. Someone needs to build a site to catalog the viciousness, the calls to violence, the nastiness of these people. And we have to start taking a page from the left's playbook. And I'm sure there are better options. I'm sure there's other things to do. But if you're bored, if you're angry right now, just legally get somebody fired.
It's a valid thing to do.
That's a valid thing to do. You don't have to worry. And you don't have to worry about the about the police coming to your door. Just don't threaten anybody over the phone. But just call the employers of these scumbags and make them aware of what their employees are doing. It doesn't feel good to say this, by the way. This is like faggoty tattletale shit.
They're not empty threats, though. Not
but
anymore.
It fucking works.
It's ethical, too, because this tactic was used against people for merely supporting a presidential candidate. And that's not to say that, well, if they did it, we'll just do it. But it is right that people that are entrusted, whether they're teachers or nurses...
If you're a teacher, a nurse, a firefighter, if you're anybody, and you're walking around and you're saying you're gloating over somebody dying, you're gloating over a regular guy who is well-intentioned dying, you should be out of a fucking job.
You're a physician? I wouldn't trust you to mow my fucking lawn.
Yeah. I'm sure some better tactic will appear. This is not cool.
Sure.
Okay? But they should be followed for the rest of their lives with this data. Do we have a compilation of, like, TikToks of these people dancing around and laughing and stuff?
Dead! Finally, somebody with a gun, which is almost everybody in the fucking States, grew a pair and fucking went and shot somebody on the right side. Thank you. Can we keep this up?
You know why it's right to expose? Because first of all, you're not making anything. This is just truth that they did this. There's nothing wrong with showing something that somebody truly did. And it doesn't benefit us to live in a society that tolerates people gloating about death.
The just thing to do, with revenge taken out of the picture, is this person should not be around children. They should not be holding a needle that's injecting anything into your body. They shouldn't be allowed to prepare food for anybody else to consume. Almost no job, maybe Amazon warehouse worker, is what people like this should be entrusted with. That's the just thing, even with revenge taken out of the picture. So this is petty. It doesn't feel cool. It's not badass. It's the tactic that works, period. And that's what our enemies have been exploring, pursuing with a tenacity that we're not going to be able to match, because we're not evil, obsessed cretins. But it's what has to be done.
Nonviolent. Totally nonviolent.
On a positive note, they're comfortable enough to reveal themselves in totality. I mean, did you hear that witch cackle? That was crazy.
That's part of the problem, too, is that it teaches any children being raised and seeing this that is an acceptable option of behavior and mentality.
If you are confused right now, if you're bored, if you're angry, if you're thinking about how you're going to get back, while you're thinking about that, what you can do in the interim is you can make a polite phone call and ensure that one of these fucking freaks is broke. Furthermore, catalog what they've done. Download videos, do some investigation of your own, You can practice your phone skills. If you call a place up and you're like, "Are you hired this person? I'm going to fucking kill you." That's not good. You can earn money. You could become a salesperson. This is sales, actually. This is sales training. If you have any ambition to become a salesperson, 300 calls a day. That's what they say. You got to do 300 calls a day for, you know, 3 to 5 years, and then all of a sudden you have sales skills. Call up, see how nice and polite you can be. "Sir, how you doing? I have an offer that might interest you. So-and-so, this lady employee, she's actually on Instagram gloating over the assassination of a political figure in America. And I wanted to talk to you about your opportunities today to, you know, whatever. Have ChatGPT write a script. It's easy.
Experience points.
A great man once said, "When we win, do not forget that these people want you broke, dead, your kids raped, and brainwashed. And they think it's funny. We can't forget that. Christ help us all."
Don't forget that, and pray, thank God that you are healthy and have the opportunity to fight. And do not Fed post. Do not fuck yourself.
I live so far outside the American world. It's weird for me to be even messaging this to you guys, but my theory has always been whatever happens in America eventually reverberates across the world. And even though people may not admit it, we look to you guys sometimes for guidance. The stuff that's kind of happening at the moment, what's just happened in the US, is kind of a touchstone of so many different instances. So let's hope you can find a path that we can then tread together.
The world is watching, and what we do next is going to reverberate throughout history. It's going to determine whether or not this civilization that involves everybody, it involves India, it involves Asians, it involves blacks in Africa. What happens next determines the sort of the level of abject suffering that all of humanity is going to be subjected to for the next 2,000 years.
You know, I didn't even like Charlie Kirk that much. I thought he was sort of like a Diet Pepsi version of the things I stood for. But I'm a father. I'm 32 years old. I have two little girls. And I have such a pit in my stomach over this. And I have pretty radical ideas, but I'm not the kind of person that wants to go burn down stores or rob Nike stores for food. I will not be satisfied until I see these people atone for this. And I know that I'm not the only person. Thanks for letting me voice it.
We all have a brother or a cousin or a friend or a parent who's not based enough or whatever, but we're in this together.
I think the events of this week have gone right around the world, even here in Australia, in the Southern Hemisphere in general. What's next for the international approach to this sort of ideology that is Christian in nature and wants the best for people versus the people that just don't want us at all?
I don't know what Australians are going to do. They're fucked.
They got to come here.
I have no idea. Are they having a thing right now? I haven't been paying attention. They got some people down there?
They're very oppressive. Very oppressive.
Yeah, I don't know, brother. I don't know what to tell you.
The country is gone in ruin. The only thing we can do now is to come together and fight the evil. That's the only thing we can do, is fight the evil. There's no reason to let it stand by any longer. We have to bring the fight to them. Fuck these people and fuck everything that they're trying to do to tear the family apart and tear normalness apart.
I think it's important to remember that the history of mankind is a history of struggle. It's only ever been struggle. It's the same as if you're trying to the human body, if you're trying to gain muscle mass, you're always perpetually growing or shrinking or flourishing or dying. There's no such thing as homeostasis in nature or in any of the systems that sort of emerge from nature. There's no such thing as homeostasis. And I think compared to the battles our ancestors face, we have a pretty cushy gig here. I don't think we need to lament our position. We should keep in mind that just the history of mankind is a fight. It's a fight for resources, for influence, for culture, law and order versus chaos. And now's your time to sort of play your role in history. And I think we should have an optimistic attitude and try to always do our best.
Yo, what's up, Sammy? Rough times, but chin up, chest out, reject the black pill. Thank you for the shit that you do, man.
Reject the black pill, indeed.
Don't despair.
No, that's a sin, for sure.
Hey, Sam. I'm seeing a lot of discourse about specifically that now that Charlie Kirk is gone, that like a powerful voice is gone and that a certain amount of fighting or fight that was going to happen is now not going to happen because obviously he's passed. And when I see that stuff, I realize that it's occurring to me that like it seems to not really even matter whether or not anyone is here to do the fight, because someone's going to be like being there for a mouthpiece to something, and whether or not he was even going to make a difference or was making a difference, it feels like everything's just replaceable. And like this death is obviously going to have huge impact on the culture, or at least the cultural conversation for the moment, but it just feels kind of like I'm watching this fake reality play out, you know, like I mean, we don't know the shooter, you know, the guy on the roof disappeared, but I don't know if we ever will know, but I feel like we know, you know. But it's more of just a warning, it seems like this really could happen to anybody, even if you're quote unquote protected, even if you're playing the game, you know.
It's not a fake reality, it's real reality, and it's hard to process, but it's real. Someone will pick up the microphone and carry on what Charlie was doing. The world's never going to be the same. The right wing, the American right, is never going to be the same. And this generation of young people, this huge amount of young people who were fans of Charlie and moderate, reasonable people who watched him get murdered in HD, they'll never be the same. So it's a phase change. It's a big shift. It's one of the weeks where decades happens, but it is, I assure you, it's real. It is happening. It has happened. It will continue to happen. This is your life now.
Yo, Sammy, what's up, man? Big fan of the show. Thanks for all the giggles and laughs over the years, as well as the Hive Wars thing, man. But I think my question for you is, you know, as I've watched you over the years, you've always kind of maintained this sentiment of no matter how bad things get, no matter how shitty it is, you gotta look towards the golden nuggets of hope and not lose sight of the beauty of life and the world around us. But in light of all this recent stuff, especially with Charlie Kirk, with the Zarina lady on the train, do you find it hard to maintain that sentiment now? I certainly am. Man, it's getting rough out here. Getting real tough. All right, anyways, big guy. Appreciate it again, man. Take care.
Is it the case that life is a test?
This isn't our true home. Our true home is, our eternal home is heaven. We're made for heaven.
Why are we here?
Well, it's not exactly just a test. Like this, both spirit and body, both physical, metaphysical, are realities. And this isn't meant to be a utopia. It's meant to be suffering, but it's what you do with that suffering, and somewhat like a test. It could be said that the trial of our era isn't starvation or war. It's like maintaining your passions when you have at your disposal the option to engage in any sort of fallen behavior you'd like to, you know. And it's cheap and easy and available. And so your mission is to make sure that you and your family make it to heaven despite like the ease of fallen things, you know. So I think that's that. But no, there's reality to life, and what you do does matter and resonate. But your death is not your death. Death in this world does not end. So you could have a miserable existence here, but if you're faithful and prayerful, your reward will be great. So that's that.
Okay.
I believe. I don't know. You know, things look pretty bad sometimes in the world. And the only thing that I would say that, like, that tears the veil of the, man, this is really bad, is, like, your family. Like, a child being born, like, that you love and that loves you, it physically, like, rips the veil open and presents a world that is, to a certain degree, like, in your control. Like, and it's not through your own actions or your own decisions that you will do anything good. It is all through God that you do any good whatsoever. And you can't win at all, like, in this world. You just can't. The odds are totally against you. You can't even make, like, a dent. If you have a lot of money, then yes. But it's, like, a lot. And cool cars as well, which I do sort of want now. But anyway, that's not going to save me.
Don't do that.
Okay.
Or do it.
Okay.
But know that it won't save you.
No, I won't. It would probably, it might deter me, but anyway.
It's also a cumbersome habit.
You do have some control in this world, and it's over you and your passions. Don't let hatred harden your heart. You can be angry, but through all the things that I felt, you know, I've seen worse things than Charlie Kirk's murder, but in a way I've never seen anything worse, and I don't know how to explain that really. But all the feelings of being angry or afraid and mad, like, I prayed through them, and it really is like going to church, praying. You can maintain this sight on the eternal, and there's something better for us after this, and you just have to be faithful, prayerful, and resilient through all that, I think. So I think that's the white pill.
My opinion is that it's a privilege to be even allowed to fight the joyous moments. There's indisputable evidence that we've been given something miraculous. It's that simple, I guess. There's indisputable evidence that we've been given something miraculous. Mm-hmm. And there's joy and beauty in a real way, not an imaginary way, in the world. And for me, at least, it negates whatever negative whatever. I don't believe Charlie Kirk's murder will be in vain. I'll just read this. Charlie Kirk's death, murder, is revealing who is unfit for civilized society. People who are glad that a father, husband, and innocent man died. They're not interested in remedying their spiritual and mental illness. They just want you to die instead. I'd say the majority of us, patient, sensible, mildly optimistic, are just about done waiting for things to improve. We're very much invested in never being around you people ever again, and there's a new feeling of readiness to actively ensure that becomes a reality. These people should no longer feel comfortable around us. They should hide, and when they're detected, they should be shameful, groveling, and apologizing unceasingly.
It's true.
The casual celebrations of Charlie Kirk's death, murder, and Irina Zarutska's murder should be documented, and the people behind them should be exposed. I'd really like to add indifferent to the list, too.
But I'm being nice.
There will be a list, an actual spreadsheet of all the information on these people. They should not be harmed. They should merely have every material possession taken from them and every social opportunity withheld as long as they are unrepentant. This is totalitarian or whatever, so maybe not. I do know there is a misunderstanding of freedom. It is sometimes mistaken for license, which is, quote unquote, do whatever you want. True freedom, however, is only freedom from the bondage of sin, the freedom to willingly choose good. The entirety of the media exhibits them thriving, going unchecked while they film TikToks about transing children between teaching elementary school classes. Hundreds of thousands of likes for brazen satanic victory laps.
We literally need literally Hitler.
After Charlie Kirk's assassination, I was reminded of a quote that I read several days ago from St. Thaisus the Athenite. And it was going over my head for many days. But now I think I know why. I read it and stayed in my memory. I'll read it to you a little bit. God takes each person at the most fitting moment of their life. No one has ever signed a contract with God about when they will die. God takes every person at the moment most suitable for them, uniquely chosen for each one in order to save their soul. If God sees that person will become better, he allows them to live. If he sees that person will become even worse, he takes them in order to save them.
I don't know what that means about, if that means that Charlie Kirk was about to become worse.
Yeah. Well, theologically, I don't know.
I think his heart's in the right place, but that sounded like gibberish.
Hey, it's good to want to know God more.
Sure. I like that.
But it's a sin to assume to know God's will and intentions. So
that sounds scary. And I'll wrap this up by saying that there are a lot of details and things to get caught up in on your phone, and there's going to be a lot of AI enhanced logos and fruity little distractions to get caught up in, and paths to go down, and things that are important, things that are not important, et cetera, et cetera. At the end of the day, we are in a spiritual battle for the future, for our children, for our people, for humanity. I think that we should be optimistic. The black pill is for faggots, and don't be that. Don't be black pilled. Don't let evil stand in the way of you connecting with joy and gratitude and God. And I think that it's probably a good idea to pray specifically that God keeps you on the right path. I think that that's a good one. Is there a better one?
It's a pretty good one.
I would pray that I stay on the rails. I think that's a good one to go with. I think that we're going to win. I don't know why. Why would I say that?
Well, because it's been written.
Oh, is it?
Yes.
That's good.
In the end, we win, but it might be ugly to get there.
Guys, I want to quote my favorite philosopher, Batman. Once there was only dark. If you have, that's the quote. That's not even a quote.
No.
Make the ChatGPT do the fucking quote. You're right. I cut it down too much before. I wish AI was sentient so I could fucking beat its ass. I want to end this episode with a quote. I'll tell you, Marty. I've been up in that room looking out those windows every night here, just thinking. It's just one story. The oldest. Light versus dark. Well, I know we ain't in Alaska. But it appears to me that the dark, the other guy says this part, the dark has more territory. A lot more. You ask me. That's not the quote. Fuck this.
Well, I think they cut to a bunch of stars, so if we could cut, it's a visual.
Just wrap it with what Valentine said.
I think if our enemies were strong, they wouldn't have to use such underhanded and slimy and outright heinous acts to try and instill fear in us. Attacking a soft target in front of an audience like that. And I think I don't think they're underestimating us. I think they know exactly what they're up against. And I guess I'm just optimistic, personally.